It's okay.
What are you recording?
Oh, it's for my podcast.
Oh, nice. What,
yeah.
What's the theme of your podcast?
It started off about talking about mental health and how, you know, it's not accessible from where I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, because we don't really talk about mental health.
Yeah.
And I was going through a very hard time then, and I felt like I was the only one who was going through that. So I want to make a space where other people can come and talk about what they're going through to help, you know, people out there. It's called Behind Closed Doors.
Behind Closed Doors?
Mm-hmm.
Can you take a photo of my friend and I?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I got you.
We haven't seen each other. Yeah, what's the math? Like, like,
oh, wow.
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, camera. Okay. Oh, this is so nice. There's a little shadow on your face.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You recommend?
Maybe a little on this side.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Shade. Mm-hmm. Is that better?
Oh, yeah. This is what that's like. Oh, it's so cute. Yes.
Thank you.
I want to see it.
Perfect.
Love it.
And what was
and behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
Thank you. Wow. It's crazy how things... Wow. I needed that. I really did. Wow. Thank you, God. Because I'm being so honest with y'all right now. This is my third time recording this, and I started to feel like my voice didn't matter. I started to feel as though it was not going my way, so why do I even keep trying? I started to think about like other people and how it makes sense for them to have this and for them to, you know, talk and stuff like that. But that interaction just now, I needed that. I needed that a lot. Wow. It reaffirmed me just now. And it's so wild, like, when you actually say your truth and, like, say what you do. I don't know. I just really don't know how to describe that feeling, but I definitely needed it. So yeah, welcome back everyone to another episode of Behind Closed Doors. My name is Hanifa Griffith, and this is season two. Season two looks very much different from season one. And yeah, so I kind of want to start off with why it looks so different. I touched on this a little bit on the reintroductory video, but right now I don't have a place to call my own, and it has been very hard. And it's like hard to see or hard to change things that you already like had an idea of what it was going to look like. And I always thought my interviews or like my podcasts were going to be Zoom related, but deep down I always wanted more, especially with like the rise of like public interviews on Instagram and on TikTok. I was like, oh, I really want to do that. That is what I want to do. And I never pushed myself to get to that point of like doing public interviews. One, because I think it was pandemic, and then it was also going to school, and then it was of course imposter syndrome, so it never worked out. And as I kept on scrolling and seeing these people, I was like, oh, I really want to be like them. I really want to have this aspect of like being outside, not being as scared. This is like my oyster. The world is my oyster. And oh, wow. It's planes. Yeah, the world is my oyster. And it's like, how can I just... I really hope that bug disappeared. But, like, how can I just confine myself to four walls? Like, it should be more than this. If I'm going to dream about something, put that dream out there. And this period... this season in my life, I'm putting it out there. I'm telling people I have the podcast. I'm recording in public spaces. I'm doing the things that have most definitely scared me in the past. And it still scares me right now. Like, how this be scaring me? It still scares me when I say it, and like when I say the description of my podcast, as you heard me fumbling before. Because I'm still trying to get comfortable with this passion project, with this really is my heart, if I'm not gonna lie to you. And then seeing what is it about, and like firmly seeing what is it about. So definitely a change, and that was what I contributed to the change of like from season one to season two. And also not really having stability, it really forced me to think about things differently, and like, how do I want this to look? Let me just pause for this plane once again. Okay, sorry about that, you know, recording in public. But yeah, like, how do I want this to look? How do I want something that I've always seen myself doing? How do I want it to look? And the more that I had time to think about this, and the more that circumstances forced me to adapt, one, not having a space to like hit Zoom and record and have that peace and quiet, but also like the uncertainty of what is happening in my life. It's like, okay, I can't control these things, no matter how much I have been trying to control it. I've been trying to like force, and it's like when I say that, although I was like, oh girl, force, but yeah, like I've been trying to force these things to happen. And when I really sat back and I really let it go, it was like, girl, let me tell you something, you cannot control these things. And the more you try to control the uncontrollable, you're just causing yourself more stress and more pain. So why are you putting yourself through that? Is it that that's what you fiend for? Is it that what's what you know? Like, let's put ease at the forefront. Let's put surrender to the forefront. And excuse me. That's what I've been doing. I've been surrendering as much as I can, you know, little by little. But definitely I started off with surrendering. I surrendered my reality. Yeah, I think if I have to phrase it, like put it into concise words, I surrendered my reality, because I thought my reality was gonna look one way. Oh no, I shouldn't even say I thought. My reality right now looks in a certain way, and I tried very hard to morph that reality into what I saw. But like, the more that I thought about it, and the more that I felt how it was making me feel, it's like, why am I holding on to a reality that's hurting me? You know, why am I holding on to this idea and forcing it into reality? And I really had to let go of that. So, like, I had to let go of what I thought my reality was going to look like, what my reality is looking like, because I'm trying to control what it's looking like. And let go of... Just let go. And it hasn't been easy. It really hasn't been easy to let it go, because I've been dreaming of a reality for a very long time. And I was close to it. You know, I was very much close to it. But as I thought about my life more, I started to really think that I don't want to just go through life in these steps that I feel like I'm being forced to take. Like, I did the school, I did the higher education, I did the internship. What was next? Okay, find a job. And the more that I thought about that, the more that I realized I did not want to follow that. I didn't want to follow the idea of being in an office. I didn't want to follow the idea of working just like a quote-unquote boring 9-to-5. And of course, this is not any shame to anybody who has a 9-to-5 and they truly love it. That is I love that. Because I cannot love the things that you love, and you love that. So, I hope that doesn't come off like condescending, but I'm just trying to say, like, there's nothing wrong with it, but for me, it does not fit for me. And I just felt like there was more to what I can contribute and more that I can do. And I was thinking these things, I was saying these things, and life has such a funny way of bringing to life what you have been thinking, what you have been saying, even if you have never been preparing for it. When you think it and you say it, you might as well just kiss a little dream, kiss that thing into fruition, because it's going to happen. Our thoughts and our minds have a very powerful way of bringing things into the forefront, and I would be seeing it, I would be thinking, but I was never believing in it. And of course, that's also a missing piece. But I was thinking it and I was seeing it, so it's like, oh, you want this? Okay, I'm gonna give it to you. And because I wasn't believing in it, I wasn't really prepared for it. And because I wasn't prepared for it, the switch over has been feeling very difficult. So working through that, and I think working through the loss of stability and the loss of, stability has also been, how did I get to this point? I don't know. But yeah, the loss of stability has also been something that has been forcing me to, oh, you can go ahead. Have been forcing me to think about things differently as well. So, yeah. And another point, back to circling back to what we talked about in terms of season one and season two looking different. Another reason why it's been looking different, as you know, outside of not having a place, whatever the case is, it's also imposter syndrome that I've been dealing with, to be quite honest with you. And I really hope you can hear me. I've been trying my hardest to think that, or believe that, and really believe that the space that I want to be in also wants me back. And it's so funny how it ties right back into what happened before, in terms of the interaction with those two lovely people. When I see those kind of reaffirming actions, or I see things that's just like, girl, yeah, come on, this is, you're meant to do this, that is really the thing that helps me push forward when imposter syndrome is at the forefront. It's like checking in a sense, or having those reality checks. People see you. People really do see you, and people see what you're doing, and people love what you're doing, and people want you to love what you're doing. So it's like, if I'm seeing these reminders all the time, how is it the imposter syndrome still comes and sucks it out to you? But whatever. Here you go again. Exact same train of thinking. But yeah, that is the things that has been helping me reach to that next level in my podcast. And it's difficult sometimes, because the process is never going to be cute, you know? The process is, that's where it's really made. And while I figure out my own process and how this looks like and what this looks like and how it grows with myself and my confidence in myself, I invite you to that, you know, that space with me as I take on and really take on my passions, as opposed to just seeing it like, okay, let's step into this. And I feel that is the theme of what season two is going to be. It's going to be the process. It really is going to be the process. And yeah. I'm going to label this episode Journey Back to Me. And I hope you enjoy it. There is a follow button, I think, when you search up my podcast, Behind Closed Doors by Hanifa Griffith. I invite you to tap on that thing, you know? Tap, tap, tap. Tap in. So you can see more of me and more of my guests and more of the process. Share this with your friends, your family members, all that good things. And I'll see you next week for another episode. This season is also going to be with myself and also with people, you know, not limiting ourselves. So, yes, everyone, peace.